Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And what's the public art installation of your dreams? Where in the city would you put it? We are inviting your ideas for public art projects right now. Well thought out, realistic ones, and wacky pie in the sky ones. Would you go for surprise and delight, commemoration, celebration, contemplation, awe? And I'm joined for this by a guy who actually does this for a living. Nicholas Baum, director and chief curator for the Public Art Fund, is responsible for a lot of the fun, informative, and maybe mind-blowing works you see around town. Nicholas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Great to be here.
And I guess when I think about public art, I think about things like Christo's orange installation, the gates all right over Central Park, or the pianos that they put all over town last summer, and people could actually sit down and play those often very colorful piano, or the bulls or the cows, whatever that was. So those are some examples. Is there any public art up right now?
Yeah. I mean, there's always a lot of great public art in New York City. And I think that's one of the things that makes it so exciting. New York City is almost like a public museum with these great spaces for contemporary art. So, I mean, right now, for example, in Union Square, we have Rob Pruitt's Andy Warhol monument, which is a great example of how a public art piece can really resonate with a context. There's Union Square, where Andy Warhol had his factory, where he worked for so long and really symbolized downtown. And now here's this wonderful, shining statue of Andy right outside the old factory.
And our phones are open, listeners. Some of you know we've been inviting you to dream up your public art projects all morning. So now you can call them in, 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692, our on-air number for Nicholas Baum, director and chief curator for the Public Art Fund. We've also been getting them coming in on our comments page and our social media, Facebook and Twitter streams. So here's one. What's your public art idea? A listener named Jimbo writes, imagine standing at a street corner in Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, Manhattan, or New Jersey, looking through a wireframe opening that defined the profile of the World Trade Center towers. Standing on a specific place, the towers would be remembered by their shape and by their absence. Very provocative.
Yeah, that's a very, very beautiful idea.
And a pair named Steve and Jamie sent this one in, a three-month installation by international street artists all over New York on the sides of iconic buildings that honors New York's place as a street art capital.
That sounds awesome. I love that idea.
Here's one from Jeff Green. What's your public art idea? Have artists highlight ways in which our tax money benefits us all. So there's a good partisan street idea. You have good news about the Andy Warhol, I understand, which is that it's going to be extended through the summer.
That's right. Yeah, I think people have grown so fond of it that the idea of Andy leaving his old home on Union Square is just too much. So happily, he's going to stay through the summer.
Maybe that's the essence of New York right there, because if the Andy Warhol statue is made permanent or for the length of time that it's up, we have the Andy Warhol statue and the Gandhi statue
right
as adorning Union Square.
Right.
So good combination. Here's Beth in Union Square. Hi, Beth. You're on WNYC.
Yes, another one from Union Square, and I love both of those that you just mentioned. There's another one on the east side of Union Square. It's a huge elephant in bronze, and it's perched on its trunk. I wish I knew the artist, and I don't, but my 9-year-old, I went up to see what it was, and she was like, Mom, don't, it's going to fall over, don't go near it. So it just, I mean, it was very alive for her, and I just think it's a brilliant piece of sculpture.
Thank you very much. Lisa in Brooklyn, you have a public art project?
No, actually, I had read about a public art project in the New York Times about a month ago or so called the Water Tank Project. And it involved wrapping water tanks around the city in art on the subject of water to raise awareness for the global water crisis. And I was just really compelled by the concept. And what my question really is whether or not you think that public art can serve to raise awareness for kind of a social justice cause such as kind of a water shortage. I'm kind of wondering whether art and advocacy can be combined in that way.
Well, it's interesting because it's come up in a way in a couple of the comments that have been made.
Indeed.
Public art having a civic role, public art having an advocacy role, giving artists an opportunity to participate in a public dialogue, in a sense. And we often think of artists as sort of somehow being separate from that public debate. And I love the idea of having opportunities for artists to participate in that. And I think a lot of artists do think very passionately about broader social issues and politics and culture and have a lot to offer us in thinking about those things.
Now, you know, as much as we love some of the more issue-oriented project ideas and some of the works you guys are responsible for, part of our idea for this segment came from the sort of accidental public art project of the space shuttle flying in on the 747 the other week. It really transformed the airspace and brought people together to come out and look at it as if it was a work of public art.
Right. It's true. I mean, in a way, New York is like a continuous accidental public art project. And that's, I think, what's so exciting about living here. You know, we give up things to live here, like having a backyard. But of course, you know, New York City itself becomes our backyard. And organizations like Public Art Fund, you know, put our projects around the city, or spontaneous things happen, like the space shuttle. And, you know, it's I think what's fantastic for artists is that, as wonderful as museums are, and I've been a museum curator most of my career, in a museum you have four white walls to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
In New York City, you have this incredible diversity, topography, buildings, architecture, the grid of the city, the parks. I mean, it's just such a rich canvas, if you like, for artists to respond to.
Leon in Brooklyn, you have a public art project idea?
Yes, I do. My name is Leon Reed IV, and I'm a public artist based in Brooklyn. My public art project is called A Spider Lurks in Brooklyn, and it involves placing a massive inflatable spider to be crawling through the cables of the Brooklyn Bridge. Now, the project is fiscally sponsored at this point by ArtSpire, which is a program of the New York Foundation for the Arts. And so we're in the process of fundraising, but the goal is to try to get it realized by 2014 or 2015 during the Halloween season. So it's a sort of a thematic piece, as well as one that just kind of employs the architecture of the Brooklyn Bridge as a backdrop for a work of public art.
That's cool.
I love the gothic vibe of that. And you also, I guess, one thing about public art in New York City is it helps if you can do something that really stops people in their tracks. And I think a giant spider on Brooklyn Bridge would probably do that.
Absolutely right. So with this, Daniel posted on, I think this came through Facebook, he wrote, I've always wanted to see alien invaders around the city. In particular, I'd love to see them perched on some building tops. I'm an iron worker, just wrapped up on Tower 1, and it can be done. I've sketched designs for it. The best ever was the inflatable King Kong in 1983. Karen in Bayhead, do you have a public art idea?
Yes, I do. I am trying very hard to bring a program that started in Bandon, Oregon, called Washed Ashore, out here to the East Coast. And while I would love to see it here on my beloved New Jersey shoreline, I'd also love to see it in New York, because it's not just the ocean that has a lot of plastic garbage washing up on it. It's all the waterways everywhere. And I was invited by the founder of Washed Ashore, Angela Pazzi, to go out there next week, 2 weeks, June 1st through the 8th, to be an artist in residence and learn all the techniques and teach workshops with her, and hopefully be able to talk it up a little better than I have been around here to bring it out here.
Public artist in training.
Right.
But watch the shore. Check it out. It's really cool
stuff. Definitely. Also, Karen, you're in Bayhead. Out by you, yeah. Aren't there sunken subway cars?
There are sunken taxis in the next town south in Maniloking.
Oh, right. Okay. For some reason, I was thinking subway cars. But yes, the sunken taxis of the Jersey Shore.
Brian, also just to go back to the iron worker for a second.
Please.
I really love what he suggested in the way it kind of takes the idea of maybe turning, you know, New York skyscrapers into giant, bases for sculptures. That's kind of a cool way to think about them.
Another one that came in on our comments page. By the way, we're collecting these on our regular show page, our comments page. You'll see if you go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, the link for public art pitches. And we've already got a whole bunch of them in there. There's a form. And it's really, really fun. And the last one that I'm going to get to mention is called Balloons Over New York Days, proposed by Shirley, who writes, a giant gas balloon bearing the neighborhood's significance, allowed to sail over a building that is highest. Flatter neighborhoods can choose a tree or a spot that is fun. A roller coaster, if it's Coney Island. Balloons Over New York Days, neighborhood specific. So on your way out the door, just let us know one more time what your group, the Public Art Fund, is doing and what we might see of yours this summer?
Well, we have a brand new show opening a week from today called Common Ground, which is a group show of 10 really interesting international artists that will be at City Hall Park downtown, one of our regular sites. And then in June, we open an absolutely spectacular project by Paola Peavy, really interesting young Italian artist doing her first major public project in New York City. And she's actually going to suspend a Piper Seneca plane, a 30-foot-long plane, from its wings, and it's going to rotate slowly through 360 degrees. That's going to be in Doris Friedman Plaza, corner of 5th Avenue and 60th Street at the entrance to Central Park. So that's going to be really beautiful. And then we kind of finish the summer with Oscar Toison, a terrific American artist based in Paris, who's doing the first site-specific installation at Brooklyn Bridge Park, one of our wonderful new jewels of New York
absolutely.
City.
So cool. And so much to come in the season of public art from Nicholas Bohm, director and chief curator, and all the folks at the Public Art Fund. Thank you for coming in and telling us about what's coming up and for listening to some of the really cool public art proposals from our really cool listeners.
It's great, Brian. I've got lots of new ideas. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More to come. Stay with us.